I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Wow, Wiggins America.
We're going to talk more about caucuses in this show, of course, as we did last segment. But I want to mention something that I'm putting together, and this all ties together with your input here. I'm putting together a list, and I've already got a great one running for hoaxes. It's like 10 years almost now of what media would say, and then you'd find out later that it was completely false. And I've got a running list, and it's great. I'm not going to bring that into this segment, but maybe at some point. I wanted to make a different list, though, and I want to start adding to it. Right now, I only have three, but it's a topic that keeps coming up, and this is where I'm asking you to participate here, is these are things that when people say them, and specifically this list is Democrats say them, it is actually the exact opposite of what that means. So they say one thing, but they're doing the exact opposite. Not just hypocritically, but the words themselves don't even line up with the actuality of what they are. If you're going, define this better for me. I'll give you the three that I have, and you can tell me which ones would be better. At Radio Wiggins on Twitter, or find me on Facebook, or again, WigginsAmerica.com. If that's still working, you can send me a message through there. The first one is gender-affirming. Now, when you hear that term in the medical community, and really more in the political community, because that's where it's become a thing, it literally is the exact opposite of what the words mean. If you were gender affirming someone, you would be affirming what they already are, but instead, you are affirming their feelings to change what they are. So it is quite literally the exact opposite of what the phrase means, gender affirming. The second, nobody is above the law. Now, this is something that they keep saying when they're prosecuting and persecuting Donald Trump with the law. But when it comes to their own children, I think you know who I'm talking about right now, Joe Biden. When it comes to their own people, they are above the law. And we're seeing it play out in real time that every time you hear, well, you know, these rules don't just apply to average citizens, they apply to our leaders too. Except when you're a Democrat leader and your kid gets off with tax fraud for years and still is. When your kid gets off on all kinds of nepotism, it's gross. It's so gross to watch them say these things when you know they're doing the exact opposite. So that's number two. Number three is the Inflation Reduction Act. Democrats in Congress named a spending bill the Inflation Reduction Act. I don't think I really need to go into that anymore. You already know. That's what it is. It was a bill telling us that it was intended to reduce inflation, and all it did was spend more money that we didn't have. Those are the three that I have at the moment. Now, like I said, I know there are others. I know there's tons of other of those things that when they say it, they're doing the exact opposite. Or in the Reduction Act case, when it says it, it's doing the exact opposite. Anything like that, I really want to add to this list because it's one of those things that we talk about, not just on the radio and in conservative circles, but it's one of those conversation points that when somebody brings up, for instance, if you're having a conversation with somebody about gender-affirming surgery, you could very easily, without being a jerk, step into that and go, you know, it's weird that we use gender-affirming when it's actually changing someone's gender. So the words don't even make sense. You know, you could throw that out there, and obviously you're kicking the hornet's nest, but they already kicked it if they're bringing that topic up in a conversation, right? So these kind of things I think are important to have a running list of so that we can refer back to it because it just keeps happening. And the more it happens, the more I want to document that it's happening so that we can refer back to all the times when you hear a new one. So let me know at Radio Wiggins or on Facebook, and I will definitely add those to the list. And we can come back either during the show, at the end of the show, or next week, probably more likely, when I can compile everything and we could do this again. And I would love to do it right here in this segment so we can all kind of come together and be like, oh, look at all these new ones. Okay, so that's your assignment. We'll take a quick break.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.